This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for August 15th. A falling tree caused a massive power outage along Powell Boulevard from the 1600 block South Whitehall on Friday. Traffic lights were out and several businesses were closed because of the power. Everything was restored around 1 p.m. Landon Jacobs of Lake Waccamaw died Thursday morning in a single vehicle crash on Canal Cove Drive. The 17-year-old was on his way to work when the wreck occurred in the pre-dawn hours. Lake Waccamaw police are investigating. A candlelight service honoring Lake Landon will be held Saturday at 7 p.m. at Elizabeth Brinkley Park. Public hearings are set Monday for two proposed housing developments in southern Columbus County. The Sardis Tract will include 1,000 to 1,100 homes on Peacock Road, while the Coleman Tract will feature 190 homes if it is approved. That's going to be on Dothan Road. Both projects are awaiting designation as planned unit developments. County commissioners will hold the public hearing starting at 6:30. City officials are working out a few details with R.J. Corman Railroad, but the basic agreement to improve drainage through the rail bed in downtown Wyville is complete. Larger drains will be installed through the rail bed on Canal Street, and that will improve drainage from Franklin to Jefferson. A Raleigh man charged with trespassing at the hospital is back in jail, charged with trespassing at the jail. Babatunde Okunsekun, age 27, of Raleigh, was banned from Columbus Regional and was jailed when he went back there August 8th. When he was released from jail, he refused to leave the detention center property, hung out there for about 24 hours until he was arrested again. He is back in jail under no bond. A woman was jailed for allegedly assaulting a deputy with her shoe Sunday morning. Karen Buffkin, age 37, of Swamp Fox Highway, was charged with a single count of assault on an officer. She allegedly refused to leave a home on Fairfield Drive West and then attacked deputies as they tried to escort her from the property. No major injuries were recorded. The Columbus County Animal Shelter is currently at maximum capacity. No dog or cat trafficking will take place for the time being, and no owner surrenders or strays will be accepted. Adoptions are still going on. Call 910-641-3945 if you can help out. Sheepdog Foundation is going to hold an open house at its new headquarters this evening. That's going to be at 426 Lee Street in Wyville from 6 until 7:30 p.m. The event will showcase the different opportunities offered by the foundation for both youth and adults. Call 910-207-6317. Food Bank of Wilmington will have a pop-up market Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. at Jerusalem Chapel Free Will Baptist Church. There are no income, residency, or ID requirements. The church is located at 6224 Chaburn Highway. Columbus County NAACP is going to host a presentation and listening session on flood preparedness August 21st. Refreshments will be provided. Registration by RSVP is required. Call 919-323-3380, extension 142 to RSVP. The meeting is going to be from 6 to 8 p.m. on August 21st at St. Mark's EME Zion Church in Wyville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.